once again here at the 2013 Raven Innovation Summit here in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Once again talking about a new product that's in the making for Raven Industries. And Gary Esselink is standing in front of me. Gary, tell me a little bit about what you do for Raven Industries.
I'm product manager for application controls. That's the core part of Raven products. We've been in we do flow meters, valves. We do AccuFlow and injection systems and also ISO as well. So some of the products that we're adding tonight are actual add-ons to the current systems that we have.
Well, let's talk about some of those product launches that I can see right here in front of me.
Okay, one of the first things we have is a tank fill monitor. I think a lot of people probably have a graduated line or pipe on a tank, and they're probably guessing, you know, if they want to put in 550 gallons on a tank, they hope they're close within 10 to 15 gallons. We actually have a flow meter right at the outlet of where we're filling the tank up, and we calculate and count those gallons as they go in, and we display them either on the field computer, the Raven field computer, or an outside monitor that can be put on the outside of the machine. So you can actually see the gallons count up as you're applying. Once you get those gallons in there, say you want to add 500 gallons to the system, we also have a flow meter that'll count it backwards as we apply. So if you have 100 gallons left and you desire once more time to fill with 100 gallons and you want to add 250, you know when you add 250, you'll actually have 350 gallons because we count going out and coming into the system.
Well, is this new addition available to producers already?
This will be something that will be available in early to late fall. It's just a new product that we've come out with, so we're looking forward to getting it out there. I think it's something that there's not a lot of this happening right now, and it's just an opportunity that we see for our customers. It goes back to the precision part of application.
Well, what's been the feedback? What have been some questions and answers you've been able to provide to producers that have been able to see it here today?
Well, I think they see also that this is an opportunity. They say, this is simple, but it's like, we wish we had this before. When can we get it? Because of the fact that there's nothing out there like it right now.
Well, on top of that, is there any other application, new innovations that you guys are talking about this week?
We have a couple other things. One of the other things we have is an automatic pump flush system with our injection pumps. So we have direct injection. And what happens is a lot of the chemicals that we run through our direct injection pumps was the mean, and by the way, direct injection is a means of not using a tank mix. We actually take the pure chemical with a direct injection pump and inject the pure metered chemical into the main carrier line of a sprayer as we're applying. That way there's never any tank mixing to go on, no flushing or anything. It always stays clean in that main tank. And we also keep everything in its pure form in the chemical. But what happens is there may be chemicals that will change its characteristics. Say it gets really cold. It may freeze. Some of the stuff may change and get gummy and those kind of things. And gets caught on the inner parts of the pump. There may be types of chemical that needs to be agitated. And if they settle out, they almost become a solid type of chemical. And so we tell people you got to flush the pump out. Well, we do have allowed always a three-way valve in the past that someone could hook an external tank to that, but they'd have to bring the tank up and hook onto it. It was a lot of work. What we've done is we provided a little flush tank with a three-way valve that actually automatically, with pushing a button on our field computer, the valve will turn and take the flushing agent, run it through the pump at a pre-desired amount. Once it runs through, it'll shut itself off and it'll go back and it'll go back to your setting to take the pure chemical out. But for that, at the end of the day or whenever you want to flush your system out, you can run it right back into either a collection tank or you can run it through your main carrier line and disperse it that way.
Seems like you're making the job for the farmer so much easier, so much efficient, so they can, do the important thing, and that's take care of the crop. Is there another one down there that I see?
We have one more. You know, we're also involved in ISO. And we've released an ISO virtual terminal. There are virtual terminals out on the market, but Raven is releasing their own virtual terminal. And ISO means it's interactive with other systems. So Raven has product controls. Those are the Raven's product controlling system, whether it be on a sprayer, whether it be on a granular application, whether it be injection or those kind of things. They can interact with other field computers of our competitors if they are ISO compatible. So That is something we have been able to do, but we also will provide that for systems that are already ISO set up with ISO cablings and ISO product control. We've also now we're providing an ISO virtual terminal or controller that can tie into that as well.
Well, thank you, Gary. Once again, you know, sharing three more additions to the never-ending list of innovations that Raven is bringing to the forefront for producers across the country. Thank you for sharing that information. Once again, here at the Raven Innovation Summit in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, I'm Jamie Johansson.